that represented the seriousness of their purpose. And they came up with the idea of a clock, and it came to be known as the Doomsday Clock. And on the first cover 70 years ago, they set it at 7 minutes to midnight. And the idea of a clock getting very near midnight was to warn world leaders and citizens that the technology that they'd helped develop, the nuclear weapon, was now a significant threat to civilization, and we needed to be aware that we were in serious danger.
So it does have quite an importance worldwide, but what other notable events have caused the clock to tick down?
Well, it gradually ticked down as nuclear weapons got more and more powerful. In 1947, people were aware of the atomic bombs that had destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But in the 1950s, first the US and then the Soviet Union, the forerunner of modern Russia, developed hydrogen bombs, which are literally 1,000 times more powerful than the weapons that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And these are weapons of just unimaginable power. Basically, they would make an entire city uninhabitable and kill most of its citizens. And throughout most of my adult life, we've developed our civilization in the shadow of these unimaginably powerful weapons. And at the height of the Cold War between the US and the Soviet Union, there were something like 60,000 nuclear weapons developed and ready to be deployed at a few minutes' warning. Now, since the collapse of the Soviet Union and its evolution into modern Russia, things have got slightly less tense, and the number of nuclear weapons has been reduced to about 10,000. But the failure of the weapon states to get rid of their nuclear weapons, as they promised to do under the Non-Proliferation Treaty that was signed in the 1970s, has meant that other countries have now developed nuclear weapons, India, then Pakistan, then Israel, more recently North Korea. And what the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists is warning is that with leaders who don't appear particularly rational or states that don't appear particularly stable, there's a real risk that sometime a leader will be sufficiently desperate or sufficiently deranged to use these unimaginably powerful weapons. And that really would be catastrophic for human civilization.
And are events such as the rise of nationalism and Donald Trump a cause for concern for the Doomsday Clock?
Yes, they are. They referred specifically to the fact that, as well as the threat of nuclear weapons and more recently the serious damage that's being done to natural systems by climate change, there are what they call new global realities, trusted sources of information under attack, and fake news on the rise. And they gave a specific example that there was a fabricated news story about Israel, and Pakistan's foreign minister responded with a blustery statement flexing Pakistan's nuclear muscle and saying that in today's complex global environment, we urgently need deliberate and considered policy responses by leaders rather than statements that could lead to war by accident or miscalculation.
And what does happen when the clock strikes midnight? Could it happen anytime soon?
Well, what they're saying is that if the clock strikes midnight, that means that something catastrophic has happened. You know, somebody has launched nuclear weapons. The purpose of the clock is to remind people how precarious the situation is and to try to encourage them to do things that will prevent the clock striking midnight. And you know, most of us would prefer civilization to continue rather than be wiped out through misadventure or miscalculation.
And why do you believe it is important for different actors, media, government and ordinary people to take the threat of the clock seriously?
Well, what they said in their report this year is that world leaders don't seem to be responding in a way that's appropriate. They don't seem to appreciate the magnitude of the threat, and they're increasingly, well, we see in Donald Trump, a world leader who's quite happy to say things that are obviously untrue and doesn't seem to understand the significance of those sorts of statements. So they said in their statement this year that wise public officials need to act immediately to guide humanity away from the brink. If they don't, wise citizens must step forward and lead the way. And what they're essentially saying is that at one level we get the sort of leaders we deserve. And if by our actions and our voting, we encourage our leaders to think that we don't care if they lie to us or mislead us or waste time on what are essentially trivial considerations rather than worrying about the big issues like climate change and peace and security, then we shouldn't be surprised if the leaders behave in that way. And it's really up to us as citizens to tell our leaders that we want them to act more responsibly.
Yeah, I definitely do think it is something that does need to be taken a lot seriously. And we do hope that it doesn't tick down anytime soon. Thank you so much for joining us on the line.
It's a real pleasure, Brooke.